At the center of this controversy is Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack from Thornton. Earlier this week, an independent investigation from the Employers Council sided with five women who accused him of sexual harassment.
My colleagues are not going to expel me. And even if we went through an extended period where there was due process, at the end of it, there would even be more no votes because it would be proven that I did not sexually harass anyone.
If this fails, we are sending a very chilling message to women that work in that building that when they come forward, there are no repercussions against elected officials.
That's Democratic Representative Faith Winter. She was the first to publicly come forward against Lebsack after we started asking people about the culture inside the Capitol during the beginning stages of the Me Too movement. Winter says he used vulgar language and tried to initiate sex. On Thursday, Winter told her colleagues that it's important accusers are believed and that there are consequences.
It is a step forward. I hope it's a big one and not a small one.
It would take a two-thirds vote of the House to remove Lebsack from office. And even if Democrats all voted together, they would still need eight Republicans to join them. But many in the GOP have concerns, pointing to a heavily redacted report they say is unclear. They also say they haven't had enough time to review the document to make an informed vote. And many, such as Representative Ulan Willett of Grand Junction, don't think Lebsack's behavior rises to the level of expulsion.
It's very hard for me to think of something that would be so egregious as to cause expulsion that wouldn't also be criminal.
Democratic House Majority Leader Casey Becker recommended expulsion. She says 11 allegations from five women of lewd behavior and unwanted advances that were found credible, coupled with a letter Lebsack gave to all House members detailing personal information about his accusers, is egregious. An investigator found his offensive aimed at defending himself amounted to retaliation. Retaliation is banned under the workplace harassment policy.
If the only time you're going to hold your members accountable for their behavior is if it's criminal, then we are holding ourselves to a lower standard than people in the private sector are held to. That's not the expectation of the people who elected us. And the Constitution specifies that we can hold ourselves accountable for behavior.
But Willett feels Democrats are politicizing the matter. That's one reason he says he tried to create an ethics committee made up of members in both parties to review the evidence and investigate. His motion failed on the House floor on Thursday.
I have seen tweeters, emails, and comments by some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle trying to say that our efforts are simply to delay because we're afraid to vote on this. They're already trying to put us in this box.
Amidst all the drama in the House, Senate President Kevin Grantham asked Denver District Attorney Beth McCann to conduct criminal investigations of sexual misconduct by lawmakers, including allegations against three Republican senators that were found to be credible.
If evidence is found by the district attorney to prosecute charges of sexual misconduct by these members of the Colorado legislature, and they are found guilty of the allegations, we as Republican lawmakers are prepared to offer resolutions and vote for expulsion of those members from the Colorado legislature.
The DA's office responded, saying the office only investigates complaints if a victim comes forward to the police and it's criminal. At the end of a long day on Thursday, Representative Steve Lebsack says he's ready for the vote that will determine his future.
To be honest with you, I'm okay with a vote.
A vote like this hasn't happened in Colorado in 102 years. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.